Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Suit on.
Looking like the Capitol.
Giving them all.
Dress like the $1 million.
Bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes. Something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you, you who's listening. God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way, but you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. Here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I said it often. Failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless, if you ain't putting forth any effort, you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up. You can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. Here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it, despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating, over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. They see that. 3 years living in a car. Man, he got his life toe down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man, where the chute done open and I'm drifting. And I'm able to guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding, but I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. Your parachute is going to open, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you, but you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Wake up, wake up. Rise and shine. Sit on the edge of the bed. Thank the man. And then you got to get out and get something. It is a new day. It is Friday. Nothing like Friday. Ain't nothing like Friday. I like Friday. But, you know, sometimes Friday, little bit too close to Monday. It really is. Oh. I really wish the weekend started on Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know who thought we should all work 5 days a week. I think we should do four. That's just me, though. That's just Tommy. Welcome to the ride. Uncle Steve is out today, but me and the crew will be holding it down. That means me. That means Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, and Kia LaJuan Jr. Boy Space. I stretch that thing out. Top of the morning. What it do? What it do?
Good morning. It's Friday.
Morning, everybody.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Four on, woo, three off. I like it.
I like that 4-3, man. That 4-3, that's a beast right there.
Yeah, I'm not, what mad y'all got at that going? Schedule. I'm not mad at that schedule.
Don't. Carla, if they let me just control something, if they let me
make charge.
If they just let make decisions, if I could just, I would have y'all lives perfect. I swear I would. I would have y'all just living your best life. What? What? Yes.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'd have all restaurants. Everybody got to have lamb chops. Everybody got to have caviar. Everybody, cross country. Everybody, McDonald's, Wendy's, everybody. Everybody got to have lamb chops and caviar. Wherever I go, it's there. You understand what I'm saying? Ice cream, it's there.
Yeah. How fat you're going to be if you controlled everything? Ice cream.
How fat the world would be.
Yes. You in McDonald's. Let me get a double cheeseburger, caviar.
Yeah.
Surprise caviar. That thing.
And it's the double cheeseburger for me, though, at McDonald's.
Oh, yes.
It's the
me
double
too.
Cheeseburger.
That's my favorite.
Okay. And whoever makes the ice cream machine at McDonald's, y'all need to, why are they always broke? Can y'all, come on, let's work on that.
No, it's just, we pull up, like we don't know they broke. We know it's broke. We in the drive-thru, we know it.
But we order it anyway.
Anyway.
Let's see what happens. Just to hear them tell you it's broken. Okay.
Or when you roll up to the menu outside, it's a sticker on there saying the shake machine is broken as well as the ice cream machine. It's broken.
Don't even ask for it.
Don't ask.
I love Mickey D's.
But them fries are on point, though, aren't they?
Oh, I get them every time.
Yes.
Hello. Delicious.
I know people that just eat the fries. No burgers, no nothing. Just give me the fries.
I do.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Loving it.
Uh-huh. Got it down.
Yes.
So it is a beginner for me. This is I'm Virginia Beach, baby. Virginia Beach all weekend. Not all weekend. Virginia Beach Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I am doing a fundraiser in D.C. It's comedy along with Go-Go. You understand me?
Okay, man.
Okay. That boy doing big things, man.
All right.
I'm gonna tell y'all what the fundraiser is a little later in the show. All right.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear yet again from the nephew as he runs that prank back.
Stupid is on the way.
We'll get into it right after this.
Stupid.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is give the drummer some. We're going to get a drummer some. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
I'm trying to meet Richie.
Is he?
Hey, Richie, how you doing? You the drummer for the band?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
All right. And you also the guy that you manage, you're the manager of the band too, right?
Correct. What's up? Okay.
All right. We want to book you guys for, I think it's going to be in February.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
My name's Carter. They told you I was going to be calling?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go through a little check minus list here, make sure we on the same page and we got everything's gonna be good that night. But I hear I'll tell you something, you guys come highly recommended. You know that, don't you?
I appreciate that. We know that. We're the best band out there.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Sounds all good. Sounds perfect.
All right, now let's talk about money, because that's always the most crucial thing to talk about. Now, you guys...
Sounds good.
You guys are supposed to be, about $3,500, from what I understand?
Correct.
All right, now how many hours do I get you for $3,500?
So, what time are we starting at?
We're going to start at 7, probably 7:30, you know, get that thing jumping off by 7:30. I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, we could play till I guess, put at 10 o'clock.
7:30 to 10. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to get going good till about 10. Okay. So I'm gonna say this to you right now. You think you guys could probably go to midnight, maybe 12:30, if I make that thing a nice $5,000?
Sounds good to me. We could definitely work with that.
You can work with that?
Yeah. We'll accommodate. It's going to be an awesome party. We're gonna bring it for you.
Okay. All right. We got that out of the way. I tell you what. I think the main thing that we haven't gone over is we haven't gone over the songs. And that's what's going to be important for this showdown. Now, you got a pen and a pad? You can write this down?
Yeah. I'll write it down. Give me a second.
No, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
All right. Yeah. I'm ready.
I just want to be clear. You guys, when you go do gigs, you do have people that want certain songs. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, usually, yeah. All right, if you got any requests, definitely let us know. We can accommodate.
All right. Well, here we go. I want you to write this down. I got some that we got to make sure this is going to be during the height of the party. Here we go.
Okay.
Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Tennessee Whiskey. That's Chris Stapleton. You know that.
Okay.
My Kind of Party That's Jason Aldean.
Hold on for a second. Is that country music?
You not that's country music. Well, that's everything we gonna do. Everything we gonna do that Saturday night is gonna be country music.
Bro, I gotta tell you right now, man. R&B, that's our specialty. Did you not know that? You know what I'm saying? We played in R&B. You did not know that?
Okay. All I know is you guys come highly recommended. They tell me you guys can sing any thing in the world. All I know is I want some dadgum country music going on around here.
I understand now, that, but you know our specialty is R&B. That's our specialty. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're trained monkeys where we could just learn something new last minute like that. You know what I'm saying? That's
let's get one thing understood. You're the person that said monkey. I ain't said about no
fish. And you know that we're an R&B band. That's our big thing. That's what we promote ourselves as.
Let me ask you something, Richie. Do you not want to make the $5,000 that you and I have already negotiated?
I don't like being disrespected, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's disrespecting you at all.
You're disrespecting. We're an R&B band. We don't f*** with country. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on here, Richie. You got something against country music?
I have no problem with country music. It's just that we have a full horn section, which doesn't really work with country music. You know what I'm saying? We play R&B. It's not our genre.
I got what you're used to doing, but if I don't hear Let Me See Your Girl by Cole Swindell, then it ain't going to work for me. I got to get that. I got to get Slow Burn by Tim Hicks. I got to get All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over by Hank Williams.
Jr. I mean, yo, you know what?
Wait. Kevin over at the bank is telling me that you guys can sing anything in the world. Now, I know you ain't telling me that Kevin's lying. You're going to sit here and tell me you can't play none of these songs. I want you to get on the stage and sing these songs that we won't go. We ain't got time to find another group. Everybody's
booked
up now.
I don't give a about your stupid party. You know what I'm saying? You came to us to play music, and then we told you what we do.
Hang on. You know, right now I feel like we had a standoff at the OK Corral.
What the All right. Let me talk to my band. All right, because this is going unnecessary too far. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we could make it work.
All right. Well, let me ask you something. Is Dre the bass player?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Can I tell you something about Dre?
What about him?
Dre got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your boy in the band, Dre.
Damn.
Oh, snap. Okay, I got to ask you something, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the Ready to Love Officer. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Jada Pinkett Smith has two words in response to the rumors that Will Smith and Dwayne Martin had sex. Balenciaga is selling bath towel skirts
Girl,
for $925. What?
Goodbye, Balenciaga.
Why didn't we think of that, Carla?
It don't take all that to dry off. It don't take all that to dry off.
You ain't drying off. You just rocking it.
Who is Balenciaga, though? I ain't never heard these people.
Oh, what? You haven't?
What?
That's top of the line right there, buddy.
Yeah. Dior has a skincare line and perfume just for babies. Oh, I love the baby smell, just like it is.
Baby oil is still doing just fine.
Okay. And our friend and family member, producer Will Packer's new Christmas movie is now streaming on Disney+. We'll talk about all of these stories coming up at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the Riddle-O and Junior. This one's from Vonda in Toronto. Vonda writes, my husband and my side dude sat together at brunch, and my side dude kept making these little jokes. You know, my husband didn't catch on, thank goodness. And going forward, should I end things with this dude? Do you think he will end up blowing our cover?
Yes, yes. What is he over there talking to him for? Why is he sitting at the same table? That's stupid. Yes, shut it down. Shut it down before he blow it up. Because the spot then got hot. It's been to blow up. So you had your warning. So you might as well exit out now before you mess something up. Over there just running his damn mouth and dropping little hints and stuff. He's so stupid. He's so stupid. You're supposed to be on mute, fool. Go ahead,
Junior.
No, the crazy part about the time is you don't even know how to cheat.
Oh.
You don't even know how to cheat. You at the table with your husband and your side dude. Yeah. I know this ain't right. I know that.
We know it's not right. Yeah.
He just we making statements, and you okay with it? The statements he making? He just making the statements.
Yeah.
You know, I like a tip.
That dinner's supposed to be over.
It's supposed to be over.
We finna get our food to go, baby. I'm not feeling too well. We're not eating with him.
Yeah. What's he saying, Junior?
Yeah, I like a two. Yeah.
All right.
A mess.
Yeah.
Moving on
That's
to Katrice.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah. He know your birthmark, too? They both know where your birthmark at.
Moving on to Katrice in Potomac. Katrice writes, I have three men on my roster that fulfill different needs in my life. Dating three men at the same time is a lot of fun, but I have a hard time scheduling sex, and some days they overlap. I need advice on how to set up my schedule so I won't be stressed.
You need to sit your nasty ass down. That's what you need to do. You just
I know you ain't judging.
What?
Ooh. What?
She's doing way too much. That's a lot. That's a lot, Carla. That's a lot. Now they overlapping. That's a lot.
Now, if a man wrote in and asked for advice,
player, exactly.
Yeah. You know, it wouldn't even be a thing.
Go ahead, boy.
She said it was a lot of fun, though. That's what she said.
So help her out, nephew. Mm-hmm. You can use the advice of the week.
All right.
Anyway.
So here we go. All right. You're trying to work this out. Let's just, if we won't be stupid with you, let me see. All right. Somebody got to be the breakfast person, okay? All right, that's from 8 to 12, all right?
What day?
That's on Monday, 8 to 11, because you're going to need that hour to get ready for lunch, because here come the lunch due in a minute. We're trying not to overlap, all right?
Does she work?
So 8 to...
Does she have a chance?
I don't know if she... Do you want to work or do you want these three men? Now, which one you want?
You can't do it all.
You can't do it all now. Okay. All right, so 8 to 11. That's one guy. We're going to call it the breakfast dude. Now, here come the other dude. Let's get you a little hour and a half. You're going to need a nap because it's so 12:30. Here come the other dude. We're going to do him 12:30 to 3, run into a late lunch. Okay? Now, and please shower in between these. Anyway, that's to 12.
Don't worry about her hygiene. Yeah.
That's till 3. Now, I'm going to get you a nice little break after 3. Uh-huh. And we're going to do this other dude at 7:30. So I got you a nice little break right there.
Okay.
That's 7:30 to about, we're going to go to 10. Now.
The 10 shift.
Yeah. I recommend you working the late night shift. So you can work 11 to 7. Now you back up and you ready to roll around again.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But okay, if you have a job, I'd rather you work at, you know, late night shift. That way you can, you know, you can keep rolling these three like you want to roll them. But that's what she wants. Yes, she ought to be tired. Ain't you tired listening to it?
Yeah.
All these people.
Exhausted.
Junior, okay. Help her out. What you got?
Help who out?
She needs to set up her schedule so she won't be stressed.
We're not doing that. I'm tired. Listen, I'm with time. I'm tired. It's a lot. It's a lot you doing.
Just
when
move it on.
When sex is overlapping. Oh. Boy, way too much.
You guys
here.
Are being way too judgy here.
No, we're not. The Jesslyn. Sex is overlapping.
All right, we're going to move on to Jesslyn in Miami. Jesslyn says, I'm married to an older man and I cook Cuban food all the time. I overheard him tell his brother that I'm trying to kill him because my food is too spicy. Why couldn't he tell me that my food is giving him heartburn? Should I ask him about this?
Oh, baby, he just didn't want to hurt your feelings. That's all. That's all. But you're going to have to back up on that red pepper and them jalapenos. You're going to have to back up off of. You're about to take the man into something. But just back down. He just didn't want to hurt your feelings. He didn't want you to know, but he is a little concerned. Okay? That's all. That's all. Just back off the pepper. I mean, you're using too much damn pepper. That's all it is. Junior?
Shit. Probably sick. Probably sick.
Oh, get you some heartburn medicine.
That's it. She ain't finna stop cooking it. Probably sick.
Get you some. Do you have experience?
You gonna need it.
Oh, poppy.
Heartburn. Head. Heartburn winning. Probably sick. Saw the commercial.
All right.
Poppy. You got heartburn. Yeah.
How do you cook just one food, though? How?
Mm-mm. It ain't just one food. It's one just type, it's a bunch of food with a lot of heat to it. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of spice, baby.
All right,
red pepper,
you.
Black pepper, jalapeno, white pepper. She's killing it.
Thank you, Brittolo and Junior. Coming up next,
sugar pepper. She even her sweet stuff hot. Lord have mercy.
We have some entertainment news for you coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, TMC caught up with Jada Pinkett Smith. She was leaving the iHeart studios in New York, and TMZ asked her about the Will Smith and Dwayne Martin sex rumor, and Jada yelled out, quote, "We're suing." As she got into the Sprinter van leave.
That's
what did
she
say?
She said,
"We're suing."
We suing. What did you say?
Not we're. Not
I
we're.
Said, we're suing. Like we are.
She
like
said,
we are suing.
She said, "We suing."
We suing.
Yeah. She got into the Sprinter van to leave after she said that. And the rep for Will Smith has denied the rumor, and so did Jada in a recent radio interview. So this is a terrible, terrible rumor. What do you guys think? I mean, this is terrible.
She just gave me mixed emotion. Now she for Will now? Now that she back on his side? I mean, what is what is going on? Now you defending Will? You know, we've been divorced, we've been separated. Now you over here. It's a lot. You just got to make up your mind. I'm just.
Ooh. Yeah. This is
and who is
terrible,
we?
Though.
We're together.
I don't know who we is. I don't know how she in the lawsuit. Everybody said nothing about her. I don't know how she in it.
I think she's supporting him through this, though.
Supporting him? Now?
Yeah.
This is
that's what I'm saying,
rumor.
Tom. You don't know. Them kids are so confused.
Oh,
Willow and Jaden don't know what to believe no more.
This is terrible. He's only human. It's only so much he can take.
I really hate this.
We back at the table again.
That's horrible.
Is it red?
They might want to change the color on it. They need to put they might want to find another color. Might need to be blue because it is not working.
All right, moving on to Balenciaga, the designer. Well, they've made a skirt from a cotton bath towel. Yep. Now, imagine how men, you guys, you know how you get out of the shower and put your bath towel around your waist? You know
right.
how you do that, right?
Right. I'm
well,
looking at this
exactly
towel.
That's exactly what the skirt looks like. And it is selling for a record $925. That's almost $1,000 for a bath towel. What?
I don't see nothing different about this tile than the tiles I get at Target. I just don't see nothing different about this.
Exactly.
Oh, Tommy.
Every time I swipe and see this tile, because I like my Target tile, and I don't see nothing different about this tile from Target tile. And Target tile be $30, $40.
That's
I'm trying to understand.
Not that much. Not
but this $900 tile, I don't see the difference.
But it's a skirt, though, too. And, you know, this is craziness. As you can imagine, as soon
it's
as
a better way to dry
skirt.
Off, Shirley. It's a better way to dry off. That's all I'm saying.
But, Tommy, you
But this
thinking,
is fashion. You're going to be walking out.
I'm not thinking this is for getting out the bath. I understand. It's a towel wrapped around some jeans. I see it.
I see it.
I see what they're doing. But I still dry off with my towel. I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Well, yeah.
Tommy, look at this.
You same ready, towel. Junior?
Same towel, Tommy. This is the same towel.
Terry cloth. Yeah.
Terry cloth. Same towel, Tommy.
How
look
much
at
was yours? How much was
$40?
Yours?
Where y'all getting these $40 towels from? That's
Target.
You better go to Walmart.
The big, you got to get the big one. The beach towel, Carla. You got to get the big one. Men wrap that big one around us.
Say you got to go to Home Goods. They be on sale. I'm not spending $40.
You could do that. Now, you could go there. You could go to Marshall's.
Yeah.
Ross.
Ross got some nice towels for you.
Yeah. You guys buy your own towels?
We've been in a situation where we had to buy our own towels.
No, I'm just wow, I'm proud of you. I really am. I'm proud of you.
Oh, you
as you can imagine, as soon as this bath towel skirt was released as part of Balenciaga's Spring 2024 collection, social media trolls reacted with a lot of negative things to say about the skirt. And get this, although it does resemble a cotton bath towel, it is made in Italy and it has to be dry cleaned. Oh, so you can't even put it in the washer and the dryer.
$900. Yeah. I wish I would.
No, we're going to put some Downy on this thing right here. Yeah. I don't know what they're talking about. We put that gain. We put that gain and backdoor with that down, baby. What?
And while you're buying the Balenciaga bath towel skirt, check out Dior's new skincare line for babies that includes a face, hair, and body cleansing foam for $95, cleansing water for $95, and a body moisturizer. Now this is for babies for $115. Christmas is right around the corner. You know it's tomorrow. The highlight of the collection is the fragrance that was created just for babies, and it sells for $230 for your baby per bottle. It is described as an expression of sweetness and an invitation to experience the tenderness of childhood. Aw.
No.
Aw.
We're not finna do this here.
I'm telling you what we're finna do. The first 8 years of my life. The first 8 years of my life, Carla, my parents didn't spend $230 on me in the first 8 years. No. They didn't. The Double E, Alicia Carroll, they not finna spend two on me. Oh, no.
Let me tell you what we finna do. We finna put this baby in the sink, cut this water on.
Yes.
We finna put a couple drops of soap in there. We gonna clean this baby up. You understand that? Now, when we get that baby out, we gonna lotion this baby down. A little bit of baby oil, a little bit of that cream of nature. We gonna put that on you, okay? Jergens. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jergens, not cream of nature. Okay, we gonna take that hair, little bit of Vaseline, and slick this baby down. That baby gonna be fine. We're gonna put them diapers on. You're gonna go about your business. Go on in that front room and then play. That's it.
That's it.
Smell that baby smell.
No, Shirley.
Yeah.
Everything.
Nope. Ain't doing that.
Because what if the baby gets sick? Now she just threw up on $100.
Yeah. Let me tell you
on
something.
On all
Nah, they bathed me with a wooden spoon in the sink. I knew I had dishes in here. There were dishes in here.
After the hour, the people in Tommy's head have an early Christmas treat for us. Uh-oh. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, so you have a special treat for us. What is it? What is going on now?
Well, you know, the people in my head, they don't have a Thanksgiving song. They working on that. They don't have one, though. But since they do have a Christmas song, they have asked me, could we speed it up a little bit and play their Christmas song? So I want to show them some love. All right. I promised them. They're constantly talking to me, constantly getting on my nerve. This is Eugene and Oatmeal. They are constantly getting on my nerve.
Okay.
So this is Christmas in the Hood with Eugene and Oatmeal. Ladies.
Oh, boys and girls, Santa has come to eat your chicken wings. Can it end in another groove? And mama's back and she
wants you. For the night for Christmas out through the hood. My boy tried to feel real good. Tried to keep it real on the Christmas Eve night. Don't want no trouble, don't want no fight. I remember Christmas, this ain't no trip. G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Monopoly Atari, a brand new bike. Rabbit in a box, that's what I like. Mama in the kitchen, got the house in the good. And the yams and banana pudding. Can't wait to hit that mac and cheese. Collard greens and black eyed peas.
Sing it, short. Oh, boys and girls, Santa has come.
That's it right there.
To eat your chicken wings.
Come out with them chicken wings.
Can they
I like flats myself. Get flats. No drumming.
What about the all-scale Rubik's Cube? Double Dutch jump rope, hula hoop. Battleship G.I. Joe Connect 4. But what nothing better than a hungry hippo? Santa Claus better quit tripping and come with him. All red engines catch first one with it. Coleco Vision, Atari, Nintendo. Pac-Man, Centipede, Tecmo. Rudolph, Dancer, Prince, a Vixen. The ugly little elf better mind its business. And I better get every gift on my wish list. Cause I'll be damned if you spoil my Christmas, okay?
Why? Why?
Say something.
Well, you can't say, boy.
He's
singing about his daddy, car. Y'all had a car?
We had a Caprice.
It was raggedy, too, wasn't it? Too, wasn't
it? Chevrolet.
Dashing through that snow.
I said, three-wheel roller skates.
Stop.
Okay, what'd I do?
What did you just got to? What did you just say?
Classic.
Love that.
Wow.
Yes.
You in the spirit yet?
Uh-huh.
I want a hungry hippo now. Hey.
Play the game.
All right. Coming up next, Voice to Men has a new surprise jingle for us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so do you guys all remember, it was about 25 years ago, I guess, when Chili's Restaurant came out with that catchy jingle, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back rib. Remember that?
Chili's baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
Mm-hmm. It was a hit. Everyone loved it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back then, the members of Boyz II Men said that they were often asked if they sang that jingle because they were known for doing a cappella hits, right? Well, they didn't sing the original Baby Back Ribs jingle, but recently, Boyz II Men got together to produce a brand new jingle. Check out the new Boyz II Men version and let me know what you think. Take a look.
I want my baby back. I want my baby back. I want my baby, baby back.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Oh, Chili. Chili's baby back a rib.
Yeah.
Chili's baby back a rib. Chili's baby back a rib. I want my baby back
ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yes.
They just got it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Fire. Yep.
Okay. I'm in line at Chili's now, baby. I'm there now.
Going today. Going today.
What? I need to eat ribs and I want some. Yes.
Oh, woo. Them boys still got it, man.
That's harmony. That goes no way. That kind of talent. They can sing.
Yeah, we miss you, baby Boyz II Men with your baby back ribs.
But did you get the visual? Did you see Wanye?
Yeah, I was saying
Wanye.
The runs.
Sean. Yeah. All of them. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, you can hear Sean really good.
Really
yeah.
well.
They could do a whole food album. You know, they could do Popeyes. They could do. They could just do the whole thing. Mickey D's. They could just do the whole album.
Wendy's.
Yeah. Made that work for me.
Yeah, that was good. Woo!
That's fantastic.
That was good.
They sound good. Nathan yeah. Wanye. Oh, man. They
Ooh.
Are classic.
Do we have time to hear it again? You all want to hear it again?
I would love to.
Yes.
Yeah, play it again.
Let's do it.
I want my baby back. I want my baby back. I want my baby Chili's baby back rib. Chili's baby back rib. Chili's baby back rib. I want my baby back ribs.
Barbecue
sauce.
Man.
Oh, no. Fire. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Getting ribs today.
We're going.
Me and Jackie making love to that thing right there. I'm just trying to tell y'all.
Hey,
that thing
Tommy,
right there.
It took 30 seconds before I realized they talking about ribs. It took 30 seconds. I thought he was talking about a woman. I swear to God. Ooh,
now it's a love song.
Yeah, we finna dim the lights and put on our PJs, baby. You watch out. Watch out.
I'm telling
wow.
you.
Wow.
Thank
that
you,
was
Boys
really
to
great. Yeah, it man. Was. We miss Boys to Men. They Jesus. Used to have a hit. Every day,
a Vegas
it seems like.
Residency, too.
Mm-hmm.
They did for a while, though, didn't
yes, they?
Yeah.
Did.
They had I'm not sure, but they're one of those groups that could
they
do.
Did have one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I
did?
Think they
okay.
did one, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, come on back.
At the Rio.
Yeah, sound like again. Philly to me, baby.
Woo! Do it again.
He said, I want my baby back. I thought he was talking about a woman. I swear to God, I did.
But yeah. now, Junior, now you, I know you love Jodeci and everything, but, you know, back then it was kind of a little rivalry between Boys to Men and Jodeci back
it
in
was.
The day.
Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Shirley? I went to Chili's. All my dates was at Chili's. The 2 for $20, I'm telling you, it was serious. I was winning.
I ain't mad at you.
I had
2 for $20
now.
What?
Yes. You made it. Uh-huh. You know, I love
we're going
it.
Today, Tommy. We're going today.
Baby backs,
getting
baby.
Some baby back that, ribs.
That was awesome right there. Ooh, are they using that? Really that? Are they using that?
Chili's?
Yeah.
They
ain't
should.
Recording for
yeah.
free? Ain't nobody.
Okay.
They better.
They need to. All right. Thank you, Boys to Men, for that treat. And coming up next, we have the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it is my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is a small bottle of Prosecco and a straw.
Mm. Mm. Delicious.
Mm. Small bottle of Prosecco and a straw.
That's what today's strawberry letter subject is. We'll get into that and find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nat?
Well, let me ask y'all something, you know, before we drop this one. You know, there's always a recall on certain things. We've heard about mm-hmm. cars being recalled. We've heard about appliances mm-hmm. being
toys.
Recalled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, toys being you know, unsafe. Even food being mm-hmm. a recall. Mm-hmm. And, but today it's a little something different, folks. This right here is condom recall. Oh, anybody with me no more, huh? I mean, y'all was with me with the cars and the toys and the appliances. Y'all was right there with me. But as soon as I give y'all the title, now no one is with me. But see, this is why pranking ain't for everybody right here. Because don't nobody want to roll with you. Not Cat Dog, if you would, we're going on in there with it. Condom recall.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach I believe it's Mark Davidson.
Oh, yes, he's not here right now. You don't want to leave a message?
Well, this is Barry. I work here. I'm the manager here at Walmart. Is he gonna be home anytime soon where he can maybe give me a call? I can chat with him.
I'm not sure. I mean, he can be back within like an hour or so. What's going on?
Well, we got a transaction here that he made on Friday of last week. And basically what's going on is we've had a bad batch of condoms. and there's actually a condom recall. This was a credit card transaction, so we're trying our best to reach out and get as many people as we can and let them know that those condoms are defective.
So
there's a recall on the Magnum condoms that we've had here at Walmart. And what we're trying to do is call everybody that has purchased them within the last week. And, you know, he purchased some on Friday. So what we want to do is reach out to him and let him know to bring those back.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you're saying that Marcus purchased these condoms on Friday?
The date I have here on this transaction, ma'am, says Friday of last week. Yes, ma'am.
We don't even use them. But for the fact that you called me talking about that my husband used condoms last Friday when we don't even use them at all, I'm so upset right now. Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to call him right now if you wait. Well, we have to get this through this. I'm so upset.
Hang on a second. Would you rather give me his cell and I give him a call and let him know what's going on? Could you just give me his number?
Oh, no. I'm calling him myself right now. Hold on.
Babe, what's up? I'm about to get in the chair. What's up? I'm at the barbershop.
What's up? I'm getting in the chair right now. I think you need to get up and go outside because what I'm about to say, you don't want to talk about this in front of all your people over there.
Okay. Give me a second, bro. 1 second. 5 minutes. What? What's going on? What's up,
I'm being flexing in front of your folks. First of all, so why do I get a phone call from, like, the manager talking about you bought some condoms and they were defective last Friday? Really?
Wait, what?
Is this a joke now?
Baby, what are you talking about? What am I talking about?
You tell me what I'm talking about.
You sound crazy. I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy. This is real.
What?
Cut the bull out and tell me what's going on right now.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hello? Who is this on my line? Who you calling me on the phone? Who is this?
Okay, how you doing? You're Marcus, correct?
Who is this?
I'm Barry. I'm the general manager at Walmart, and we were calling.
Barry, wait. Barry, how you get my number? Why my wife calling me talking this crazy about a condom or something, Barry? What's happening? Get to the point, bro.
I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
What's your name? Barry.
Okay, my name is Barry. I'm the general manager here at Walmart. And basically, we have a condom recall, and we have your credit card that you made a transaction this past Friday.
Wait. Barry. What the f*** are you talking about?
Now you're going to try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about? Really? You know exactly what you're talking about.
Tyra, could you be quiet?
No,
Because this is crazy. I'm trying to get a heck. I don't got this.
Okay, so, sir, what it is we have a transaction with your credit card that condoms were purchased, and what's happening is those condoms are defective. So we're doing a recall on all of them. So we're trying to get those condoms back. We don't want
Barry.
Yes.
First of all, you made a mistake. You couldn't possibly have my credit card, sir. You really...
Okay, well...
Barry, this is my family, Barry. I don't play about my family, Barry. Okay. What are you talking about, Barry?
I've stated it, sir. This is how we got the number to your home where your wife is, and we were trying to actually just... We weren't trying to create any problems. We just wanted to let you know that the condoms were defective.
That's right.
Sir, I don't know.
Marcus, the fact.
Baby, first of all, baby, you're doing a lot on the phone in front of Barry. I don't even know where it's coming from.
I'm doing a lot now, right? No.
You're doing
what
a lot. You're doing
now?
A lot.
How
listen, baby,
right now?
We discussed it. We passed this part in our relationship. I told you that I was done with that part of our life. I told you that. Barry.
So disrespectful.
I apologize. Right, listen.
Were you in Walgreens on Friday of last week, sir?
I was not.
Well, these were purchased Friday around 6 o'clock Friday evening of last week.
Barry.
Guess what? He wasn't home. I'll tell you that much. It's very fascinating. Said he was at work doing overtime.
Sweetheart.
Right.
Let's stop.
I see the picture now.
What picture? Barry. See, you got my wife talking crazy.
I mean,
Barry.
Yes.
That's what you mean. That's what you're weird on, Marcus. Like, this is wrong.
I didn't do this. Baby.
I'm so disgusted.
First of all, we don't even use
I'm condoms. I'm so disgusted with
we
you,
We don't
Marcus.
Even use condoms. Baby, we don't even use condoms. Why am I
purchasing? Why would I purchase?
First of all, Mr. Marcus, this was a pack of 12. You remember buying a 12-pack of Magnum?
I don't.
I so can't trust you.
We passed it, man. That's a lie. Why are you on here believing this?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I wouldn't have spoken to God about your sister.
I can't believe
you're doing this. Hold on. Barry.
I'm here. I didn't do this.
Barry, you got to be out of your mind calling me with this. You got to be out your mind.
You're the person that bought the damn gun.
You're the person that's been accidentally cheating on your wife. Wow.
Hey, dude, I didn't do this. Tommy the one did it. It wasn't me.
What? Barry, I don't know no f- Tommy. Who
all I'm
Tommy?
Saying is,
who the f-
Tommy the one told, Tommy told me to call you because you the one bought the condom. Tommy said you bought.
Who is Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Both of y'all just got pranked.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
You gotta be kidding.
Nephew Tommy? Okay, Tyra, your sister Trish is who got me to prank y'all.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're going to be leaving her out at the holidays, huh? She ain't coming to the house, babe. You ain't cursing me out on this phone. You know I love you. You know how I feel about you, babe.
All right, man. Much love. Both of y'all. Y'all got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land, babe? It's 2020. Give it to me. What is it?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nephew, what y'all think?
Nephew,
come on now.
Play
come
too
on
much.
Now.
You play
hey, hey, recall, baby. Hey, it happens. It happens to a lot of different things. It's just a recall. Don't get caught up with it. It's all right. These people are going to get past this. All right. I am on my way to Friends of Carter Barron Foundation for the Performing Arts Presents. This is in Washington, D.C., where comedy meets D.C.'s go-go. That's me, Joe Claire, Mike Washington, and then you got Serious Company. That's Sunday, November the 19th at Capitol Turnaround, jumping off at 7 p.m. This is raising money for the theater of Carter Barron. Okay.
Ooh, that's a good time right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, nephew. Coming up next,
the block party.
It is time for the Strawberry Letter, and the subject is a small bottle of Prosecco and a straw. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, a small bottle of Prosecco and a straw. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 9 months. He lives with his mom temporarily, and his ex-girlfriend, Niecy, lives with them because her house burned down. His mom was the one that told me that he and Niecy used to date after he tried to downplay their relationship. My boyfriend said that Niecy is his past and I'm his present and future, and to prove that he isn't interested in her, he started staying with me. Niecy called him on Sunday and told him to come home immediately, so he went. He was gone for hours, and I kept on calling to make sure everything was okay. He never answered me, so I went by his mom's house to check on him. I knocked and rang the doorbell, and then Niecy eventually came to the door. She told me that my boyfriend was in his room. It was dark in his room, and there was a movie playing. I went to the other side of his bed to sit next to him, and there was a small bottle of Prosecco next to the bed, and it was still cold and had a straw in it. The first thing I asked was whose drink it was so I could see if he was going to lie. He said he had planned to drink it earlier that day, but he changed his mind. He was busted in a lie because the bottle was still cold and sweating. He kept acting like he was too tired to talk. So I said I was going to let him and Niecy get back to whatever they were doing together. He started yelling at me. So I left. Monday, he called and said he was very sorry and he knows how things must have looked. He said he wants me, not her, and he wants me to stop accusing him of messing with her. What else could it be? Is he telling the truth or playing me for a fool? Well, come on now. You know what it is. This is what it is. You are right to think he's with Niecy because he is. Why else would he be over there? I mean, this is a classic case of having your cake and eating it too. The first thing you need to do is get this man out of your house. I mean, you said he's living with you. Okay, so you need to get him out because he doesn't even deserve to be there. He needs to be back at his mama's house where he is, him and Niecy. Okay, he can no longer stay overnight. And all of that, the Prosecco next to the bed, he went out, you called him several times, he stayed for hours, he was yelling at you because he knew he was busted at that moment, and he was trying to make you think you were crazy to be questioning him. I say go back to your own house like you started to do, and pack up his stuff and have it waiting there on the front porch when he gets there. Go back to Mama and Niecy. Okay, Tommy, what you got? What do you see in this letter?
I see everything. I don't understand why she don't see nothing. That's my problem. It's signs everywhere. Mm-hmm. You don't see nothing. So 9 months you've been dating this man. All right. He used to live with his mama, and his mama lived with his ex. So here's my thing. You went to the house. There's some key words in here. You went to the house, and what did you say? Eventually. Niecy answered the door. That mean it took a minute, don't it? Eventually means somebody finally came around and answered the door. Now, let's get what now when you walked in this room though, it wasn't in the air. I mean, come on now. He laying there halfway in, halfway out of it ain't it. You don't sense what then took place in this room. You don't see that. You don't people know when they walk in the room, I know what's been going on here. I don't get it.
Wow.
I don't get why you don't know that. You don't feel that. That's bothering me. So now you're going to go sit on the edge of the bed next to him. And why you ain't pull these covers back? That would have showed you everything that's going on in here. If you pull these covers back, you would be able to understand everything that's happening. Nah. Let's also keep moving too. This was Sunday. You say he called you Monday. So he didn't stay on over there. Mm-hmm. When you left, he stayed there. Mm-hmm. If you meant anything to him, wouldn't he have actually come back or tried to leave with you? Baby, let me try to make you understand ain't nothing going on. No, he didn't lay there. And guess what? When you left, he finished his Prosecco with the straw in it, baby. Trust me on this. Okay? I already know how this go. I'm watching this. And now you got the nerve. What is the question you got? Is he telling the truth or playing me for a fool? Don't you feel fool?
Foolish.
Do you not feel fool? It don't take long to feel fool. You feel like a fool. And if you continue to fool with this fool, you're going to be the fool too. I'm just saying. Yep. It's quit letting him fool you, baby. He ain't fooling nobody. He just fooling you. He is the fool, and you're a fool if you stay with the fool. Hello.
Everybody
I just fooled out of him.
Plays.
Yeah. He's with Niecy.
And they drinking Prosecco. And another thing I don't know, how did Niecy's house burn down? I'm really trying to figure that out, too. Do anybody know that part?
Probably another woman. Somebody else's man. She was messing with somebody else's man and the woman.
I'm trying to tell you, you need to be careful with Niecy. All right, play Nisa right. Nisa ain't who you want to fool with, but you need to step away from this man. This is not the man you want in your life. All right, there it is.
Nisa is in control, baby.
How did Nisa's house burn down?
What? We don't know that part. We have no idea what happened to that part.
She left it out.
All we know is something happened in that room. We was drinking Prosecco. It jumped off. Whatever happened in that room was good, because that boy was halfway asleep, and now, and what, he tried to be a little bit combative when you left. He wanted to argue. That's just somebody that got caught. That's all
it is. That's throwing her off. Yeah,
that's
going to make her, yep. You're right. Well, all right, coming up next, we're going to hear part two of the Strawberry Letter. We're going to hear Junior's response at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is a small bottle of Prosecco and a straw. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is a small bottle of Prosecco and a straw. All right, this woman wrote in. She's been dating a guy for 9 months. He lives with his mom, she says, temporarily. And guess who else lives there? His ex-girlfriend. Her name is Nisi, and Nisi lives with them because her house burned down. Now, we don't know why Nisi's house burned down, but that's why she's living with her ex-boyfriend and her ex-boyfriend's mom. Now, his mom told the new girlfriend, the woman who wrote the letter, that he and Nisi used to date, okay? And because the boyfriend, tried to downplay the relationship that he had prior with Nisi. You know, all that ain't nothing, but his mom told her the real, all right? So the boyfriend also said that, you know, Nisi's in the past, you're my future, let's forget about that. So one Sunday, Nisi called and asked the boyfriend to come over there immediately. She said, come home immediately. So guess what the boyfriend did? He went over there immediately. He was gone for hours. The girlfriend kept calling, trying to get in touch with him, make sure everything was okay. He never answered. So she went over there to see what was going on. Then she rang the doorbell. Eventually, Nisi came to the door. She told her that her boyfriend was in his room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, not right away. So when she went to the room, the girlfriend went in the room. He had a bottle of Prosecco with a straw in it next to the bed. He was acting like he was so sleepy he couldn't talk. Now, remember, this was on Sunday. The first thing she asked was whose drink it was. And he said, because she wanted to see if she would catch him in a lie. And she did that. He said he had planned to drink it earlier that day, but he didn't. The bottle was cold. It was like they just popped it open. So he was busting in a lie right there. He kept acting like he was too tired, like I said. And she said, so you know what? I'm going to let you and Nisi go back to doing whatever you all were doing together. I left. She left. And then the next day, he called her and said he was so sorry. And he knows how things must have looked. He wants you. He wants me, not Nisi. And he wants her to stop accusing him of messing with Nisi. So the woman who wrote the letter wants to know, what else could it be? Is he telling the truth or playing her for a fool? Now, Tommy and I both said, yeah, he's playing you for a fool. He's playing you for sure. Junior, what do you say?
My question is, why are we talking about this bottle?
Oh, the Prosecco bottle.
This whole letter. Yeah, this whole letter about Prosecco and a straw. That's all we talking about? First of all, here's my other problem. Uh-huh. What grown man lived with his mama and his ex and got a straw? That's it. That's all we talking about. A grown man, he's sipping out Prosecco with a straw. That's the real question I got.
You're right about that.
I can't get to the girlfriend, the ex, nothing. Till I get past, why are you sitting up here lying with a straw in your mouth? I haven't. When the last time, Tom, you had a straw in your mouth? A straw?
Years.
You're right.
Years.
When has your index finger and your thumb met around a straw? When the last time you did that? I can't even get. Come on. This what we talking about?
Yeah.
I tell you right now. You know what you need to do? You need to leave Prosecco alone. You know what? You need to change your drink. What I need. You need to change your drink. You don't even need wine. You need Dasani. Aquafina don't even have it. A bottle sweating? Don't nobody even ask when a Dasani bottle sweating. Don't nobody even look at Pure Life good water. Don't nobody ever ask. Is that cold? Is that cold? Who drink is that? Nobody ever asked these questions. That's when you're messing up. You got Prosecco in your mama house with a straw. That what we talking about? Oh, nah. Nah, nah. Nah, nah. 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 Niecy. Niecy ain't the problem. This Prosecco and this straw, the issue I'm having. What is Niecy doing? And then hold on. If you got the question Prosecco and a straw, how you think this is a whole relationship? How do you think this is a relationship? Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't even got... The real issue is the ladies live... Your ex-girlfriend live with your mama. That's the issue. You talk about Prosecco.
Her house burned down, Junior. That's why she's over there.
I'm with Tommy. How this house burned down? And you stayed with my mama, too. You know what? Where was these women when I was growing up? That's what I need. What? Where was these crazy women when I was growing up? No, everybody want me to be accountable. I got to be in a relationship. That's what I got to do. That's what I had to do. I had to be a whole boyfriend. He get to take a day off. He chooses. Now he got Prosecco and a straw.
Right.
Oh,
right.
No, Shirley, it don't work like that. Carl, it don't work like that.
Well, we know that's Niecy's drink. Yeah. We know that.
Well, Carl, let me ask you something.
We know.
When the last time, Carla, you seen Tosh with a straw? Just pick that up.
At Chick-fil-A.
Now that lemonade, I can straw that. I can straw that.
You straw that.
Yeah, I can straw that. Now.
Prosecco. Prosecco.
Junior.
He disrespects you. Here's a part I'm mad at. He disrespects you. He didn't even get a wine glass for your ass. He just took a straw to the bottle and made you believe it. It don't look like this.
Niecy's. That's Niecy's drink.
No, this is crazy. For
you
know, sure.
When you get busted, your volume go up.
Yeah.
You know, your volume go up. What's wrong with you? Why are you giving me? This over here trying to get some sleep in my mama.
She needs to go on
about her
business.
Why are you tripping with me? God, I can't even get no sleep. I'm watching the game. I'm tripping.
All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast at the free iHeartRadio app where free never sounded so good. Coming up next is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
I can't hear nothing for a second with a straw in the gun.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, come on, team, man. It's week 11, man, NFL, man. Uncle Steve ain't here. I need you to just pick him, Tom.
I can pick better than Steve.
I
want
to see if you can pick him,
dog. I can pick better than Steve. Write mine down now.
Okay, I'm going to write them down for you, man. Here we go. Steelers-Browns. Who you got now?
Steelers. That's my frat brother over there.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, then. I know this one. Titans-Jaguars. Who you got?
Titans.
What?
Okay. All right.
I know. Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Okay.
Bet on me. I'm just telling you. Bet on me.
Okay. Here we go. Raiders, Dolphins.
Oh, Dolphins. For sure.
Cowboys, Panthers.
Cowboys.
Oh. Panthers ain't won but one game. And that was against Houston Texans. So I really don't want to talk about that. But I'm going with the Cowboys.
Okay,
I'm going
Tommy,
with them boys.
You're going to go with the boys. Okay, here we go. Bears, Lions, Tommy.
The Lions, boy. Aaron Glenn, AG, defensive coach. That's my dude. What you talking about? Yes, Detroit.
Okay. Chargers, Packers, Tommy.
Chargers, Packers. Ain't that one of them doing good? Chargers. Go with the Chargers.
Don't care game, huh?
Yeah. Don't care. Here go another don't care game, Carl. Giants, Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with the Giants, though.
You go to Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It don't matter, Carl.
Don't. Here we go, Tommy.
Now, if Sugar Bell was out there playing, they might win. You know what I'm saying? Play some go-go for them. But go ahead.
Here you go. Buccaneers, 49ers, T.
49ers.
Okay. All
that's
right.
A bad boy over there.
That's serious with that one.
Oh, yeah. 49ers.
We care.
Your whole voice
change.
You care about that. Change.
Yeah. Jets, Bills, Tommy.
Bills.
Yes, you should pick the Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
Seahawks, Rams, Tommy.
Rams?
Yeah, Seahawks and the Rams, yeah.
I'm going with the Seahawks.
Okay.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Write them down now.
I got you. Here we go. Vikings, Broncos.
Russell just been going through. I know when Russell be walking out there. I know. I know, but when Sierra, when he get on, she be like, ooh, child today.
She's pregnant with a whole baby.
All right, we go with the Broncos.
Okay. All right, Tommy, that's a good one. Here we go. Chiefs. He got a good game right here, man. Monday night, Chiefs, Eagles.
I can't make a decision on that.
Yes, you can. You got to.
It's them Eagles.
Yeah.
It's them Eagles.
Okay. What? Go ahead then.
All right.
It's them Eagles.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Tommy, with your picks. Coming up at the top of the hour now, an older woman needs some advice on how to handle younger ladies in her organization. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, this is from Sadie on Steve Harvey FM. And Sadie says, I'm one of the oldest founding members of a community organization that I started in my city. We have brought in some new women that I do not think should be in the group because they use profanity, wear short skirts and clothes that look like underwear, and they can't talk without saying little catchphrases and waving their hands in the air. Should I give a presentation on ladylike behavior, or do I let these uncouth women run this organization into the ground? Wow.
First and foremost, ain't no more Sadies. You the last Sadie.
That's not about her name.
Okay. But you are. I mean, they got, that's one of the oldest songs in the world is Sadie.
I love you with the young women, with the short skirt.
So I know Sadie ain't hearing nothing Shaniqua them talking about. You know what I mean? I know that they clashing. So what you got to do is you got to approach them in a different way, baby girl. That's what you got to do. You got to approach them as you the auntie, you the OG of the group, and you know I think they will actually show you some respect and some love. They will. We just got to let them know, hey, this is how we've been doing it. You know, I ain't trying to change y'all's vibe, but you know, bring all that cussing down, tone it down. When y'all around auntie, let's shut that down.
Tommy,
so you got to approach what?
Miss Sadie is at her wit's end. She's had it with these short skirts. She's had it with all of that. She
Miss
wants
Sadie,
to let them have
Miss
it.
Sadie is 100. She got other stuff to worry about, sure. She ain't got time to worry about these people. What? What Sadie you know ain't 100? What Sadie terrible. You know? You don't know no 40-year-old Sadie. You don't know no 30-year-old Sadie.
I don't.
Every Sadie I know is 100. Every Miss Sadie across this country is 100 plus.
When I first read it, I thought it was Sade. When I first looked at it.
Oh, the new spelling, huh?
Yes, the new right. But she spells it, this Sadie spells it like Sadie, for real. Like old school Sadie. Junior, what, any advice for Miss Sadie? What to tell these young women?
I'm not even old enough to even talk to her. All I know is this.
You got mad respect.
I just thought about the short skirts. I thought about that towel. I thought about that 925. Is that what they weigh?
Balenciaga?
Yeah, I thought about the Balenciaga towel.
No, that's a long towel. That's
I thought. Okay. I said, ooh, nah. I don't know what to tell you, Miss Sadie. I ain't never started an organization.
You have your own.
Miss Sadie, if you don't get in there and get this dressing together for next Thursday, that's all you need to be concerned about. Getting this dressing together. You ain't got to get that giblet gravy going. That's what you need to be concerned. Quit worrying about these girls with these short skirts and talking crazy. You got a lot. You got too many people coming to your house, Miss Sadie. You got way too much to worry about. This giblet gravy, these yams, these greens.
Because with a name like Miss Sadie, you know she can cook.
She can throw down.
Hey, you know what? Your organization got to be live because they cussing and swearing using profanity. Who wants a boring organization?
That's what I don't like.
Well, clearly, this is the Eastern Star.
I don't know who this is, Tommy.
Miss Sadie is an Eastern Star. What?
My grandmother was an Eastern
Star. They in there.
My grandmother was too.
Exactly.
Miss Sadie is
That's
an
his
Eastern
point.
Star.
They in there right. talking crazy to Miss Sadie.
All right, Miss Sadie. Miss Sadie. This is from Tanyada in Dayton. Tanyada says, my husband doesn't know that his girlfriend and I are on the verge of messing around, so I'm wondering if it's something I should talk to him about first. I have known about his girlfriend for a while and never said a word to him. So he thinks he's getting away with it. Should I go ahead and see what's up with her or ask him first? What?
That's a lot happening. It's a lot happening.
So your wife wants your girlfriend?
Yeah. No, I don't know nothing about this here. boy, don't put me in that. I don't know nothing about this here.
You just older.
I don't know what to tell you. You tell your husband, and he don't know that you finna mess with his side girl.
Should she be honest? Yeah, should she be honest with her?
Ain't nobody else being honest. Why the hell you need to be honest? He ain't being honest.
So don't.
I guess I don't. You know what? Just show up. Hell, Shirley, I don't know what to say. I ain't never done this kind of stuff before.
You're flustered. All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Carla, you know we're sending out love to you and we're covering you in prayer this weekend because you're preparing for DJ Hayden's homegoing celebration. It's taking place in Houston. We know and love Tori, his mom. Yeah, we're praying for your strength and the family strength. And do you want to share some information about DJ services?
Yes, it's thank you all too. You all have been praying and supporting everyone on the show, all the listeners. Thank you guys so much for lifting us up in prayer. The services are this Saturday in Houston. It's a church called Fountain of Praise, the Fountain of Praise Church. And in lieu of flowers, we're asking people to, you can make a donation to the American Heart Association in memory of DJ Hayden. So you could just go to AmericanHeartAssociation.com and just make a donation if you can, if budget wise, but because DJ had heart issues before,
right?
So
right,
we want that. To this is something that was very close to him and his cause and advocacy. So I just want to say, just keep lifting my best friend Tori up in prayer. You know, losing a child, it affects everybody, and it's really, really hard. Of course it affects the mother, the parents, but aunties, uncles, siblings, everybody. I've been with her almost 24 hours a day. So, sending prayers out and thank you. That's all I can
say.
Thank you.
Again, thanks, Carla. You can go to the AmericanHeartAssociation.com if you want to make a donation. All right, coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather no baths or showers for a month? Or would you rather no brushing your teeth for a month? Both of those
are
nasty.
Both of those mean so much to me. You know what? I got to take that bath. I'm going to go without brushing my teeth. I just ain't finna say a damn thing to nobody for a whole week or two. However long you talking about. I'm not finna say nothing to nobody. But my arms and stuff, we're going to be right.
In other areas, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Junior.
Yeah, I'm with Tom. I got to take this bath in this shower. I got to. brush my teeth. There you go. We ain't got to send it to nobody, but I can't have a growth on my neck, but not baby. That's what I can't have. I can't have nobody leave me talking about, what is that? What is,
but nah. They point. What's
yeah, they
that?
Point. What is
you know,
that?
You know what that is, Junior?
Yeah.
That is oak triosity. That is what that is.
Yes, it is.
All right, would you rather get a full bikini wax, that means front and back, or would you rather shave off your facial hair? Which one?
Oh, well, I'm B. I'm already doing
it. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, Junior, you're clean.
Yeah.
No, no, I can't shave my little mustache and goatee. No. They're going to have to wax me.
Why not?
Ooh. Nah, then I got no hair on my face, sir. That looks great. My,
so, okay.
Kids can't right. My kids can't recognize me at all. No.
All right, would you rather have sex covered in chocolate or would you rather have sex covered in baby oil? Ooh.
Oh. I'm going to get in that baby oil. That chocolate way too much. That's nah, I want that baby oil. We're going to slide. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean it like that, but I mean. Because, see, I used to, can I just tell y'all, I used to like to lay plastic down.
No,
and
we
put
don't
the baby oil
no,
all on the floor, on the plate.
Uh-huh.
And just,
uh-huh.
But we just, no. It's just a butt naked slide, call it God.
What's wrong with that?
I'm being too judgy.
Yes.
It's just a nice butt naked slide, God. Oh.
So nobody for is for the chocolate, Junior? No?
For either one, because the fact that I'm even having sex, and if you knew how rare I was getting sex, all of this is important.
You're a newlywed.
It's over.
Okay. It's okay.
It was short-lived. Wow.
I thought newlywed was at least, what, 3, 4, 5 years?
You be getting busy when you were newlywed.
We can't do that. Her job in the way is the problem. Her job.
Go down there. Go down there to the job, Junior.
Good job. I'm so sick and tired of this job. Ooh, I know everybody worked down there. Ain't met nobody. Ooh, I'm tired. Don't test me today.
All right. Would you rather watch football on Thanksgiving or just enjoy family time with no TV?
I would leave Thanksgiving and go to a sports bar. I'd be a Twin Peaks all day.
We're not doing that.
It's part of the menu.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. We'll be back to close out the show and do our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day of the week on this Friday. On this Friday, yeah. It's been a good day.
I love it, baby.
Yeah. What'd you learn today?
To Thanksgiving. We headed to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
What I learned today?
Yeah, you learn anything today?
I'm going to get me a Prosecco and put a straw in it. That's what I'm going to try to see if I like it. From the strawberry leather.
Yes.
Now, Junior, what's going on with your boy, though? Sports, though. I've been seeing this on social media.
You know what, man? If you see Draymond Green today, somebody just give him a hug. I'm telling you right now. He out here choking people.
What the world?
Put him in a chokehold.
Yes. Have y'all seen it?
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw pictures of it. But why every year it look like Draymond just be in, like, he playing penitentiary basketball? Why it always look like that?
Prison ball.
Yeah. Some old prison ball. Like, he on D-block and then he out in the yard today. What is that?
Man, I don't know. But that's him, though. He do it every year. I don't know why we even shocked. That's him.
Right.
So I didn't see the video. I didn't see the video. He chokehold somebody?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about at mid-court. Yes, he did.
Even I saw that, Tommy.
Yeah. I'll tell you who you need to pray for. Rudy Gobert. He's way taller than Draymond. Brought him back down.
He got the biggest dude on the team. Draymond is a gangster.
He is not to be played with.
When you say, Carla, he playing prison ball.
This is crazy.
Yeah. He put that Melvin on. You know what the problem with you young brothers is?
Come on, baby boy.
Two different people in this world. Brothers with guns and brothers with butter.
Draymond rides for his team because he was doing all that to help out Klay Thompson. He was defending Klay. So,
but you have to protect the light skin because they're not going to fight for themselves. You got to protect the light skin.
I don't even think that's Draymond crazy. Even like playing basketball. I don't even think he care.
Sounds like he ready for MMA. That's what it sounds like.
Boy. All right. Okay, Junior.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. I just want to know, this is just a question. I don't know if I'm doing too much or am I overthinking this? So my mother, all right?
Uh-huh.
My mother decides that she's going to go with a friend from Houston to Savannah, Georgia.
Right? Oh, okay.
I'm like, all right, Mom, cool. So I call her. She lets me know, and I call her a couple of days later. I said, Mom, you good? What's going on? And I done forgot everything she done told me. She said, yeah, baby, we on our way. We rolling to Savannah. I said, wait. Y'all driving? She said, yeah. I said, you did not say that. You didn't say nothing about no driving. I'm thinking you flying to Savannah. She's like, no, my friend, she needed to keep her car because she going to stay there, but I'm going to fly back on Sunday. So my question to y'all, because I feel like now I am the adult. I feel like I'm the parent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now my mother is the child.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Right. So I feel like, you know, you can't just be leaving town and not giving me, you got to run this by me. You got to get some approval. You got to get approval. Mama 81, I need approval. You can't just be running like you want to.
Right. That's true.
So, Tommy, are you saying your mother needs permission?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I haven't said that to her. But
you can't say it like that. It's not going to go well if you say that.
Now, when she want to go fishing, fine. You run on down there to the lake, run down there to Galveston, go fishing. But all this, but to Savannah, I Googled that from Houston to Savannah. I was like, this is 14 hours. I said, I called her back. I said, this is 14 hours. What are you doing? She was like, no, we're not going to drive at night, baby. We're going to stop and sleep somewhere. I say, but where? Where, Mom? I'll call you when we get there, when it get dark. No, watch this. Watch this. Then when she calls back, well, babe, we done found a place to stay for the night. I said, what city you in, Mom? We in Biloxi. I say, so you somewhere they got a casino. That's what you doing.
That was the plan all along. I say, so
you can't tell me this wasn't planned.
Yeah, that's why she didn't tell you. Yeah. You know, when she got off the phone with you, she told her girlfriend, ain't that something?
He tried to tell me.
You know all of that went down. Man, you know it did.
I feel the same way because I feel the same way about my grandmother. Let me tell you something. She likes to call herself having a boyfriend. That's out.
Oh, I'm not hearing that right
why?
Now.
Why? She's grown. Oh, no. You can't tell her what
she said. I'm coming home next week, though. But guess who's going to be over there? Brown. Ooh. Brown.
Mm. That's his name?
Mm. Brown.
Mr. Brown to you.
Yeah.
You.
No. Forget that. Ever since he retired from Nabisco, he don't even bring cookies no more. I don't even know why. The fact you think you're going to get to talk to my grandmother without the Oreos? That ain't happening.
This is what happens. My brother did the same thing to my mom after my father passed away. He wouldn't let anybody come and see my mom. He'd always act crazy. He'd be mad. It'd be my mom on the couch, my brother, then her date.
That's me in between.
He's right.
I'm in between.
Yeah, so she just said forget it. She never remarried because he clowned so much. She was sick of him. She never remarried.
That's what I do.
I ain't ready for that, now. No, that's going to take some counseling. I'm going to have to go to counseling for that.
Yeah, we'll start with that.
You're grown. What's the problem?
With your own life. Let your mother live hers.
Mama, I'm buying my mom a new car and everything. Go on down there and go fishing and have you some fun and take your little girlfriends to the casino. But that's it now. Come on back. Don't be coming back with no line.
Oh,
yes. I have drawn it.
I have drawn it.
Let your mom live.
I drew that line at my daddy's funeral and told every man
that. We were there. You announced it at the funeral.
Mr. Brown, and I tell my grandma this, Mr. Brown can't stay past 10 o'clock. 9:55, I'm looking at Brown.
Come on, take
9:55, get your teeth, get your hat, and get your butt on up out of here.
Take us out, Tommy. We gotta go.
Oh, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the ride today. In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until then, y'all be good.
Steve Harvey contest. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.